Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
We have the world's most requested guest today.
We really do.
The most cancelable guest.
This is
perfect. So fitting.
I'm so excited to dive into everything, sincerely. I think we could easier get Oprah on the podcast.
Possibly. Is she even doing TV anymore? Is she still working? What's she doing?
What is Oprah up to? She's on billboards all over Hollywood right now. I keep seeing her network. Face.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, she posted yesterday for Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Matt Rife is here, and I'm really hoping you get canceled today and not me, and I'm starting that off like...
Good luck. I wake up every single day somebody trying to cancel me, so
absolutely.
Try your best.
The thing, I feel like every time you try to go on a podcast, or every time you do go on a podcast, like,
we have some stupid-ass
talk situation. Are we allowed to talk about that?
I mean, you can if you want to.
Okay.
I don't mind.
We so you hate
you
women?
After that. Yeah.
No, I hate cancel culture. This is what I hate more than anything. I don't support anybody who even believes in cancel culture.
Well, neither do we. This is called Canceled.
It's the perfectly ironic podcast. I think it's brilliant.
Someone was telling me the other day that when they look up, like they were trying to actually look up like things I've been canceled for, but when they look up Tana canceled, the only thing that comes up is the podcast.
That's
instead
genius.
Of all my... And wait. I'm not smart enough to think of that. Like that was not...
That's that was just like a convenient accident.
That's what I did for my first special, OnlyFans. I labeled it OnlyFans because I knew so many people were Googling if I had an OnlyFans, so it
Googling.
Drove all the traffic to the special.
Wait, that's so smart. I always wondered why you did that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so marketing. Fucking smart. I love to see it. Yeah, I wasn't smart enough to think of that. It was just a really happy accident for me.
God made
but,
it happen.
I think that is the coolest thing about being a comedian is like not apologizing, like not caring about canceled culture and just
dude,
like
you can't. Like the world is full of the most insane people in the entire world, and everybody wants to be mad at everything, and everyone's feelings hurt or everyone's feelings are always hurt all the time, and I just don't have it in me to care anymore. I just don't. I'm sorry. I have a very select group of people in my life that I do care about their feelings.
Yeah.
I'm very selective about who I do give that energy to.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to care about 7 billion different people's individual feelings about their reaction to my jokes,
yeah,
I'd kill myself.
You'd literally kill yourself.
Yeah, that's 100%. Insane. It's an impossible task.
I feel that. I think that like for there was a second in my like YouTube era that I like succumbed to that, and I was just apologizing left and right.
Absolutely.
And I woke
not.
Up one day and I was like, I don't want to live like this. There's certain things I guess that I've done at least that I needed to apologize for. You know, like failed conventions and shit.
Well, of course.
But
I mean, there's moments to recognize that you've made mistakes and that you've learned from those. But after a certain point, like you, as you get older and the more mature you get, you recognize what's okay and not okay and things that
absolutely.
You've done in the past that aren't okay. But I think as long as you know your intentions are pure and you don't mean anybody any harm in these mistakes, it's everything's
yeah.
it's patchable, I suppose.
And there's a difference between actions and jokes, like
yeah,
you're saying.
Jokes,
you know what I mean? Like
different.
you do something that's awful, okay, fine. But like if everything you're saying is a joke and
yeah.
people are like, I'm really trying to transition into that era of just saying whatever the fuck I want and not apologizing. So
you can't. People are gonna find problems in literally every single thing that you say.
Absolutely.
And you just have to ignore
someone's
those people.
So mad right
those
now.
Those people don't matter. They really offer nothing
yeah.
positive to society.
Yeah.
They just don't.
Yeah. But the ones who keep the lights on, thank you.
Shout out to them. Shout out to the lights. A lot of extra lights in here, by the way.
So,
doing way too much.
It was so hard to get you on this podcast.
I'm sorry.
No. I respect it. I think it's cool. You're mysterious. You're elusive. You're busy. You're
I'm
doing.
I'm just busy. The other two are not real.
But it adds to it. You know what I mean? It's like, what is Matt Rife doing? Why? He's like, I really just didn't want to go on the podcast.
No,
I honestly hate you guys.
He's
both.
Just in fucking Toledo. Okay.
Yeah. How
vacation
is that?
Hotspot.
How is that touring? Constantly.
It's the biggest blessing ever. It's all, as a comedian, it's all you want for your entire career. Like
mm-hmm.
the ultimate goal, all you can ever really ask for is to be booked every single weekend and get to travel the country, if not the world,
mm-hmm.
with hopefully your best friends getting to make people laugh. Like that is the dream of every comedian. Anything that goes past that to where like theaters, stadiums, whatever is
mm-hmm.
past that is all just extra. Like as a comedian, that's all you can really ask for is just
absolutely.
To be busy.
Mm-hmm.
And this past month was actually like the 12-year anniversary I started doing stand-up. So it was like
oh,
11 and a
oh,
half
wow.
years of
how old
just
are you?
Eating shit. I'm 27.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How do you combat like the loneliness of touring?
Well, luckily now I get to travel with a couple of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also just hired one of my other best friends as my tour manager. So I like surrounding myself with people that like I can enjoy being wherever with those people, because yeah, it can get lonely. It can be boring. Sometimes you're in not so fun cities, or sometimes you have a not so fun show.
What's your least favorite city?
Atlanta. No. Fuck Atlanta. It's just so with specific. Everything in my being. Fuck that city. Dude.
Why?
I've been performing there for about 11 years, I would say. Yeah. I've just never had a good time in that city. This city, here's the thing. I'm not trying to shit on the city as a whole. It just has nothing to offer me. I don't find it fun. There's nothing enjoyable about it to me. The crowds there are usually fine. They're not like extravagantly funny. I'm not like, oh, I can't wait to come back to this city. Some cities I'm like, dude, I'll move here.
Yeah,
I could be here for 6 months, do shows every single night. But no, but this actually, for this upcoming tour that we have coming up, we're doing like Augusta and we're doing Athens. I was like, I don't want to go directly to Atlanta anymore.
Yeah, that I completely understand. Last time I was in Atlanta for work, I was eating in a Waffle House and we left. And first of all, I bring it on myself for that. And we were leaving the Waffle House and these homeless people. No, but like it's like 2 a.m. You're in Atlanta. We're not in a good part of Atlanta. And these homeless people start chasing us all the way back to our hotel, and my grown ass manager at the time, like 30 years old, like left me in the dust, like for my later, like it was just like, bye bitch. I was supposed to go on
were
like,
you like carrying leftovers from Waffle House or something?
Probably.
Just
yeah,
fuck,
probably
just
hungry.
Drop it. Yeah, just yeah. Give them the food.
Okay, but I don't think they wanted the food. I don't think that was this. I guess I don't
what
know
do you
maybe
think they
you
wanted?
Were hungry.
Did you ask?
But it wasn't giving we're hungry, it was giving like, come here little girl, you know. I'm poor dying thing. With or without the waffle. Let's be real. Like, aww. You know.
But if I'm gonna die, it's for the waffle, I think.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Waffle House.
Their waffles are so good. I don't even care if a cockroach made it.
They're
you know
so
what I mean?
Good. Oh, it's like the dirtiest kitchen you've ever seen. You look back there and it's like 8 years worth of cooking utensils that have never been washed or anything.
There's
I'm
always
still eat it every
bugs
time.
In Waffle Houses.
Have you guys seen the Waffle House, like the girl fighting at Waffle House?
You have to be way more
counter?
Specific. That's like
oh,
every
the
week.
I've seen
there's,
it, right?
There's a
no,
video
there's
every
a
week.
Video of a girl, like she literally picks up a chair, tosses it across Waffle House, like hits a
again
hits a little...
have to be more specific, like people put
no,
people's
dude,
hands in
so
irons
common.
It's insanity.
Oh
there.
Okay, well then I'm
but
like,
that's why
lit-ing.
You go, because you don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's like a fun experience.
It's part of the
kind of like a Cirque du Soleil like show with like
yeah,
a meal.
Yeah.
What's it dinner and a show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like medieval times but current. You
yeah
just fight into the death while you eat a fucking burnt steak.
Have you ever been to medieval times?
One time, yeah. It's kind of awesome.
I need to try that. The mutton.
What the fuck?
I'm trying to rebrand.
Wait, what is the mutton?
Like Tana's rebranding.
Dude, gun to my head. The what animal is mutton? I'm dying every
is
time.
It a,
is it an animal?
I think it's a sheep. I think.
It's the
is
it's
a
like
sheep?
It's like the steak.
I've never
of
heard the
meat.
Word mutton. Yeah, it's sheep. It's a mutton. Yeah, what's a mutton?
I've heard I know like mutton chops, like the sideburns
like
kind of
chop?
Thing.
So, oh.
No, not yeah.
So far so good.
Yeah, it's not so good for my rebrand, but I need to try the mutton. We should do an episode from medieval times.
Oh, could
absolutely.
You imagine? I want
you guys
to
have to have
horse.
The gigantic turkey legs and use it as a microphone.
That's
the
what
entire
the mutton.
Time.
That's what
that's
I'm.
That's a mutton.
That's
no,
what
that's
I'm
a turkey
oh,
leg.
No, that's a. But it looks like that.
It is. It looks like the exact.
It
same
looks
thing.
Like that emoji.
What emoji?
You know the emoji. You know the emoji.
Which emoji?
The turkey leg emoji.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are not deep in the emoji game, are you?
I'm not.
She's deep in the Waffle House altercation game.
Welcome did you just
back.
Wow.
So much.
Coming to you live from Waffle House.
The turkey
wow.
leg would have been better.
Do you think
so
it still
ratchet.
Works? For the audio listeners, the set is falling apart at the seams. 1 second.
Anyway, how long are you on tour?
Literally nonstop. I'm on my own tour right now, and then we have our giant Live Nation tour starting in September through May of next year. Yeah.
What's I'm trying to think
but
about.
We're playing like places I could have only dreamed of playing. Like,
yeah.
Not only do I get to go to Australia in January, which I've never been.
You're
gonna
never been to Australia?
Never been. So excited.
The fans in Australia, like the people are so like feral, insane energy. I feel like you're gonna thrive so hard off of that.
I've heard they're like a great comedy audience.
Absolutely.
Like,
I feel
one of the best in the
heckling
world.
Heckling on 10, which you obviously live for, kind of, right?
Do you like it or you don't like it?
I don't like it. That's not part of the show. People really think that's like the thing to do at the show, which is insane. It's like, it's up to me. If I want to talk to you, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times I will want to talk to you, but it's like you can't force it on somebody. That's insane. That's like the most...
Yeah.
That is the most like selfish, entitled thing ever. Somebody did a video recently where they were mad that I had to reschedule the comedy club shows in their city because I had to do a theater instead because I'm just getting so worn down from doing like 10 shows a weekend.
Yeah.
I've had to move some cities to bigger venues, and this woman was upset about that. Understandably so. I have all the empathy in the world. I hate letting people down. I hate that they work so hard to get these tickets and now I have to reschedule. I understand that fully, and it sucks. But then the main thing she was mad about, the thing that pissed me off, She was like, I got tickets to your show and I was coming to, like, I was going to yell out. I was going to get your attention. I was going to make you roast me. Like, I was going to get your attention no matter what. I'm like, that's
you
the most
can't do
entitled
that.
Fucking thing Insane. Anyone has ever said. You wouldn't go to a concert. You wouldn't go to, like, you wouldn't go see Hamilton on Broadway in the middle of his speech. So be like, hey, 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 roast me real quick. You'd be like, bitch, shut up. Thomas Jefferson is black. Okay. Can we just enjoy what the show is? It's horrible. So insane. People think that's really how it works.
Even the reason I ask you that, though, is because some of your greatest comedy work does kind of come from...
But that's why they do it. They see those videos and then they think, like, oh, I want to be a little video.
Yeah.
And I get that, but I've said this exact statement so many times that, like, that's not how it works. Be patient. And also, I don't want to talk to everybody. You also can't do crowd work with everybody.
Yeah.
Most people are not interesting and not funny.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's usually the people who want the most attention doing that have nothing to offer. It's always the best thing was when it's spontaneous to everybody, myself included. When I talk to a random, look totally nonchalant person in the front row and they have some crazy story about how they were in a sex cult for 12 years. Absolutely. We're like, the most unexpected stuff is the best stuff. Don't force it. That's just annoying.
I
understand the confusion. And I try to explain the reason I post crowd work on social media is so that I'm not wasting material. Stand up is about building an hour long show that you take on tour, and then once you've perfected it to the best of your ability, you film it as a special. If I'm posting my material on social media and then you come see me live, you're going to see the same jokes. And that's not fair to you. I don't want to give you a show that you already kind of know half of.
Yeah, that's fair.
So did you just start over? Because you just did.
Yeah. And we're shooting my next one in September, actually.
Wait, I'm like, next special?
Yeah.
Wait, that's exciting.
At the Dar Theater in D.C.
Do you switch it up or do you do like the same set every time?
Now?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm kind of working on the same set. But it's like, it's one of those things that a lot of the time only comics will know this. I can do the same set 20 times because I'm working on making that same show the best it can be. So, like, I'm fine-tuning little tiny idiosyncrasy things. Like, you could watch me do the same set 20 times in a row, and you might not notice a single difference that each time I'm changing the inflection on one word in the entire bit.
To get it perfect for the special.
Exactly. And it's probably so minuscule. You and the audience members probably have no idea whatsoever. Yeah. But, like, you do have to do that. You have to keep doing the same stuff to make
it
perfect.
That's what makes people good at shit as well. You know what I mean? Perfecting your craft. Absolutely.
But that's why I like doing crowd work. Even I get tired of working on the same jokes. Like, it gets exhausting. It's memorizing a script over and over and over again. And, you are changing it. But sometimes you want some spontaneity and, you know, kind of just see what happens.
Gay son or thought daughter?
Ooh. Gay son. Gay son for sure.
Why?
Okay.
I want him.
Do you think women should drive?
Do I think one question at a time? Jesus Christ.
Wait, why no thought daughter?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem as fun. Gay son seems so much more fun. Like, they're going to be a good dancer. Like,
a generalization.
Yeah. I feel like they've been life of the party. My son could be drunk at 2 p.m. on a Friday. Like, I really root for gay son.
Yeah.
There's so many fun aspects of it. Thought daughter, I can't think of the pros.
Yeah. You can't think of the pros?
She could be a good dancer.
She could have a podcast.
That's our whole house. It's just gay sons and thought daughters. No one has a father. No one has a fucking father.
Same. I also don't have a father. This is perfect.
I feel like it kind of makes for a funny comedian, no?
It's the key to success. Absolutely. You have to have some trauma. Whenever I meet somebody with like a totally intact family, I'm like, what's your deal?
Yeah,
they're not funny.
Where's the trauma? Mm-hmm. Who hurt you? I need to know.
It scares me. It really does scare me. As you also accredit trauma to kind of your sense of humor and whatever, but you also talk about your glow up a lot, which I just became aware of because I was asking people to ask you questions and everyone's like, how about talk about his glow up?
It's brutal. It was life changing, and even I don't understand it. Yes, up until like not even that long ago. If you look at pictures of me at like 19, completely look different looking person.
Did you go to like Dr. Huff Sapien down the street?
Literally,
like,
not
happened?
A single fucking thing. I just kept getting older, I guess.
Really?
And it's so funny. The only thing I've ever done is my teeth. I got veneers, obviously, because my teeth were fucked when I was a kid. But it's so fucking funny to me. Like, it's people's number one like online insult is like, well, at least I don't have plastic surgery. It's like, cool, neither do I.
Yeah.
I've had people who like claim to be actual plastic surgeons and be like, oh no, he's had this filler, he's had all this. I'm like, cool.
That's nice.
So you're not only lying, but you're wrong at your job.
And they're also kind of gassing you. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
I'm like, thanks. Some people pay for this.
Honest.
That's
like,
so crazy.
They're saying you look like the after. I'm about to go in and show a pic of Matt Rife and be like, give me that cheek filler.
You're welcome.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to Dr. G O D.
Yeah.
Matt said on a podcast he doesn't like lip filler.
I don't mind lip filler. Just don't go over top. Like, don't be so ridiculous about it. Don't be
I have had eras of my life where my lips were 60% of my face.
No, fully. It was like the girl from Shark Tale. Oh my God. If I look back at an old photo, I'm like, who let that happen?
We were talking about this, I think, on this podcast. It was like, from the front, I was like, yes, they're so juicy.
But whatever. You have a side
like,
profile.
And in my head, there was no side. Like, there was a face here and a face here, and there was no side profile. And it was like, from the side, my lips could have, like, gotten something from the fridge.
See, like, I don't mind. Just don't go overboard. Because also, like, I have gigantic lips. So it'd be nice if your lips match mine. You know, I don't feel like I'm eating your face.
I do think kissing a girl with lip filler feels different than kissing a girl without lip filler. You can like feel it.
There's probably like a softness difference, I suppose.
Yeah, like I feel like it's like it's lip. Like you can it's just harder. Full.
I think it depends on how recently they got it done, right? Because is that how it works?
There's like, also it's, different it's harder. Fillers. Like if you have like Juvederm, it's gonna be like rock hard.
Mm. Oh, I didn't even know there were different ones.
I didn't know that.
I thought somebody just took a fucking tire pump. Have you ever
fucked up your lip filler by like hooking up with someone right after getting it?
No.
I have.
Dead I man. Have.
I don't no, I have. No. I'll never forget. One of the first times I got lip filler, I sucked dick that night. And it was just like, there was like an indent. There was like a dick print. Like for
they
a
tell
while.
You, they specifically tell you not to do it.
They tell you not to suck any dick afterwards?
Yeah. I had to do it for the culture. Because
it's like, it moves around. It's still soft for a while. So it like,
so
it can end
is
up
like
up
deflated
here.
Right I know, I here. And it's just all pushed to the corners.
No, fully. And how do you explain that when you go to fix it? You're like, sorry. Like,
really big straw.
Really big straw.
Really huge straw.
It was paper. It was paper straw. Yeah. So we're okay.
Boba. Giant life-size boba I was drinking through a fucking straw. I don't
even
know.
It's a nightmare.
To be honest with you.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
I was just watching you on Whitney Cummings. You did
oh,
really
I love
good.
Her. Why, thank you.
A lot of people thought there was tension.
Like sexual tension?
Yeah.
No, she's just so lovely. She actually called me this morning, actually.
She is. I would do anything to be with her. Like, she is like, I'm in love with her, I think.
She's so sweet and she's so funny. And,
she's everything.
And what I love about her is like she... As she said, one of the things I love about her is like she's not only is she wildly successful and a woman, but like she's also like she's also
drives
hot. Like she's very attractive, which is not only frowned upon for comedy in general, but like as a girl especially, like female comics get shit on all the time for like you have to dress down. Nobody's gonna think you're funny if they also like want to fuck you. And the fact that she has accomplished so much while being so hot, is like
and
she's kind of
so
a pioneer.
Has she always been hot, or was she? Did she have like a good?
I think she's been
hot for a long time. Her and Eliza Schlesinger are both phenomenal comics like
she's
very attractive.
Eliza. That is special. It is like hard to be taken seriously. I feel like,
of course, but their skill set like far outmatches it. Like they've earned it through their comedy chops. Like I don't feel like either of them like sold out or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They didn't play into like I have to be hot to get the opportunities that I'm doing. They're phenomenal and they're both so sweet.
I feel that. Do you ever feel oppressed, sexualized?
It's super fucking annoying. I have people yell out at shows all the time. It's like 70% of shows, I would say 90% of shows, girls will yell out like, take your shirt off, take your pants off, take your belt off, do the one-handed belt thing from TikTok, shit.
How did you get yourself into that? Like, where did that start?
There was a bit in my last special, Matthew Stephen Reif, now on YouTube, where I take my belt. Actually, I think I just posted a TikTok of that clip today where it's like, I'm just playing a fuckboy character in this bit about girls having guy friends. Mm. And I was taking my belt off with one hand. I didn't even know that was like a seductive thing to do. It was just I'm holding a microphone with one hand.
Yeah,
so
I didn't.
I didn't know that was like it doesn't look sexy to me. Everybody can take their fucking belt off with one hand.
No,
can
they can't.
How
no.
can
no,
you
no,
not?
I hate
it's
to.
So
I hate
easy.
To break this to you, but I don't. Can you?
For sure. Right.
Well, yeah, but I feel like it's
but
not sexy
but he's
when
a
he
freak.
Does it.
That's not like Aaron. Do you take your belt off with one hand?
Right?
Oh, really?
Okay.
A bra
maybe
is far more complicated.
You know, I can't even do it with two. I'm like in front of a guy like Rubik's cubing their belt.
I think it's smooth. I don't think it's sexy. I wouldn't like lose my shit over it. I don't know. It just became... So it was that bit that I was doing live, and then I had one crowd work clip where I did the same kind of act out in a different situation, and I think that clip kind of went viral, and then everyone started like... reposting edits of that clip, and then those all went viral and just became a ridiculous thing.
Yeah, I don't think I could see a video of you on my For You page for like an entire year without that being like
without the search bar saying Matt Rife undoing,
and it would have nothing to do. I could be talking about my dead dad, and they're like, Matt Rife takes his belt off with one hand, dad hangs himself with it. Like they went,
oh my god,
it was all over the place for something that had nothing to do with it. It was so funny.
Yeah, that is fucking.
So yes, I get sexualized quite often. Dad.
Okay.
Fuck.
There
man.
You go. You're welcome.
My bad.
I feel like,
don't be sorry at all.
Seriously.
I would enjoy it if like people were sexualizing me that much. I feel like I'd be like, oh my god, me?
No, you won't. If you want to be respected in a different field, you can't have that. And that's honestly.
I feel like that makes us more respected in our particular field. Yeah.
Yes. So you get that
it
benefit.
Keeps the lights on.
I'm like trying so hard not to have that be a part of me.
Would you it's ever get ugly?
I'm trying.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Look how I'm dressed.
Okay.
I'm liking the Matt
I'm like,
hat.
Put a few pounds on. I'm like, if you really wanted to be ugly, you could. Well, never mind.
I think that was honestly, a compliment. Probably not.
Would you ever make an OnlyFans?
Like, for real?
I have one.
Hmm?
I did a comedy show for them like around this time last year, and part of the contract was like I had to set up an OnlyFans account and like just post sporadically over 3 months.
Oh, is it like Whitney's OnlyFans where you're putting like your comedy on it?
Yeah.
No, we want to see.
No, I'm not gonna sell my body on OnlyFans. I'm not gonna do
never.
It.
Never.
No.
I think it'd be so Ari kills me.
No, I'm saving. When the dick pic finally does get released, it's gonna be strategically timed. Thank God.
Absolutely, absolutely. Are you planning a leak so that to get ahead of
no,
things?
No, I think I'm just waiting for when I actually do get canceled, so I can be like, listen, guys. I write a giant apology on the photo, but it's just over my dick pic the entire
honestly,
time.
Honestly, kind brilliant. Of fucking genius. I'm not gonna lie. I would always have that in my back pocket if I was a guy. Like, oh, if, like, I have a bad scandal, at least I can divert with
yeah,
it.
But what if you had, like, a little chode?
I still...
Then it's a short apology.
Still, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just, I'm sorry. My bad.
Honestly, hilarious. I would live and breathe for it.
Not a bad backup plan. No, just
I really
saying,
would.
I wouldn't do an OnlyFans. When I started it, though, like, even just for the comedy thing... Mm-hmm. I instantly understood it. I was like, I understand how so many people make so much money on here. Like, if I did everything I got DM'd, asked mm-hmm. for
well,
during that 3 month period,
then you just have weird shit in your holes, dude.
Oh, it'd be so much money, though. I totally understand why some people are like, oh, I'll try it out. And they're like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm just going to do this from now on.
Yeah, are
I
people
totally
like really specific with their asks?
Yeah, and it's 100%
gay dudes.
What's
the weirdest thing someone's ever asked you to do?
Weirdest thing? I mean, there was never really like that weird of stuff. It was just a lot of, can I see your dick?
Oh.
A lot of that. Like slap it around, stuff like that. Mm. I mean, they were offering like yeah, tens of thousands of dollars,
no,
but I was
you'd
like,
obviously,
I just...
You know, you'd send your kids
tens
to college.
Tens of thousands
tenfold.
Of dollars, you wouldn't show someone your dick?
Just can't do it.
That's
good
ridiculous.
For you.
I know.
Good for you.
I would know. Do it for five.
I feel like when you
$5?
Yeah, my dick. If I had a dick, I feel like I would just be waving it around all the time.
That's true.
Just a dick in general?
Yeah, any kind.
There's so that's many cute. Benefits. If I woke up with a penis tomorrow, I wouldn't even fucking
what's
question
the first
it.
Thing
I would just
that you
be
would
like,
do?
This is so sick, thank God.
It's
but
not
like
all
me
that.
With a penis, I just, I guess, as a boy.
Wait, if you woke up tomorrow with a vagina, what would you do?
Ooh, I started OnlyFans, of course. Oh. It's an investment immediately. It's the
he
first thing I would
so
do.
He's so financially responsible. What about you?
And then I'd let the homies hit for sure.
I have it.
You'd
you
what?
Huh? No, you guys were talking. Go ahead.
No,
what were you guys
on.
Say? I'd let the homies hit, I think.
Oh, you think so?
I think so. Like, that's what, for your boys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My boy Brandon's been on a dry spell
a dick,
for like 4 months.
Oh,
I feel like
no.
We get along well.
If I had a dick, would you let FaceTime me fuck him. You? Like, if I woke up tomorrow with a dick?
Yeah.
Just so I could
really?
Know.
Really?
But would I know it's you, or would it be like...
Yeah, no, no,
no.
No,
you know, it's everything about her, but she just has a dick.
No, because at that point, I could just let you fuck me with like a strap on.
No, but that's not as physical as a connection.
Oh, right.
She wants to enter you on a spiritual level.
I would let you do it if you wanted to.
Would you pull out?
I would let you do it.
No. Oh,
no.
My God. No, but not to get you pregnant. Like, take the plan B. Duh. But I just want to know. I just want to know what that feels like.
Could you imagine you getting me pregnant?
Imagine
and the mental
kid.
Illness that, oh my God.
I think our kid would just come out the womb and kill itself.
Yeah. No, yeah, no worries. Free abortion.
Honestly, kind of crazy. Wow, I wonder if that's ever happened. God, good God. This is an episode for sure.
You guys need to flush this idea out more. I'm very interested. You guys are going to have so much fan fiction written about you guys now.
Well, honestly, if anyone out there is like watching us and loves
they,
us,
I think you do. I think they would definitely fantasize over this.
People write fan fiction about you for sure.
Not that I know of.
I tried to look you up on Reddit to see if anyone... I'm like a huge Reddit person.
Oh, that can't be good.
No, no one says anything bad about you on Reddit, which is really? How I know you're a comedian and not an influencer. Because influencers cooked.
Yeah, but people hate comedians now, too. Like, they really, they really do.
Not the people on Reddit, I don't think.
Well, thank God. Reddit is a powerful
community. I feel like
it's
going back now to, like, where it used to be, like, everything's so offensive. I feel like someone, like, everything's so... woke now that people are getting like
the pendulum's definitely swinging
back.
Yeah,
people are getting
sure.
so put off to it because it's like ugh, like that's so annoying that everyone's so offended and now everyone's getting to be offensive again.
I feel like a new standard for what's okay and not okay got kind of defined in like the cancel culture area and like the Me Too movements and all of that. Like we all as a society went, okay, these things are not going to be acceptable anymore. These are like a new set of societal rules and we know not to do that now. I feel like the rest of the world was like, cool, we know that now. Can we move the fuck on? But people trying to cancel people every single day still. People are just like over it. And it waters it down. It's so unfortunate. Like people do deserve to face consequences for a lot of really shitty actions. But that all gets completely pushed to the wayside because somebody gets offended over a joke. Okay. It's like if you're giving the exact same punishment to somebody who is in like a physically domestic violence relationship as somebody who tells a joke you don't like.
That is so true.
How is the same consequences?
That is so true.
How is that fair?
I've never thought about it like that.
No, it's completely
I feel like as long as you
now.
Never apologize, you'll never have to. Like, I feel like Theo Von would never apologize.
I would
and he
never
gets to
apologize.
Say whatever he wants.
No, absolutely not. You can't. If you give them a little bit of wiggle room, they're going to expect you to apologize for everything they don't like. Mm-hmm. And how privileged are you to think you never have to hear anything you don't like in your entire life? Mm-hmm. That's fucking insane. Mm-hmm. When someone's intention was just to make you go, ha, 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 ha. Like, the most pure, joyful feeling you can have, and you didn't like it, fucking move on.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Who would have thought we'd have Matt Rife on cancel talking about the Me Too movement and shit?
I know, like, so he does like women.
I love women. Okay.
When they're in the kitchen.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Cooking up crack or whatever. I don't know whatever you guys do in there. I don't know.
No. I mean.
More than two.
Do you guys cook?
Probably.
I cook so much. I'm like, I just am always cooking.
You know.
So many things.
Just honestly.
So not at
just,
all. Got it.
Just ratchet shit. Like anything I'm making is
like mac
ratchet.
And cheese.
And like. It's
mac
just
and
like,
cheese is not ratchet.
Yes, it is. It's delicious.
I hate macaroni
but it's
and
still ratchet.
No, the other
like
day
some
I was like,
mac.
I was trying to cook a little like buffalo chicken wrap, the ones that we made, and I couldn't find a spatula, and I was just flipping it in the butter with my hands on the skillet, like burning my. I know a piece of my acrylic was like in the fucking wrap. It's like
versatile.
It's as good as it gets, but I'm really trying to rebrand. Seriously, I'm trying to domestic.
To be what?
She's going through a Sophia Richie rebrand. She wants to
okay.
be like a
what did
old
Sophia
money.
Richie do?
What did Sophia Richie do is so valid.
See,
so,
he's not on Sophia
no,
Richie.
But just assuming everyone knows, like assuming Matt Rife's for you.
Well,
baby,
okay,
like
you're right.
I...
So she basically like
is Lionel Richie's daughter.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
But right now she's going through like a major rebrand because she like married old money and she's just
who
like,
she marry?
She married Elliot Grange. Who
I thought she was dating like Scott Disick or something.
Yeah. So
like
she was
that.
Dating Scott Disick. She was in her fashion. Nova jumpsuit. She was shaking ass at Vegas Beach Club. She was mobbing around with Scott.
Which is
and
like
then all of a sudden,
vibe.
She has a little hiatus and she comes back in a fucking tweed blazer, fucking kitten heels on.
Gets
like
married in the
Pinot
south of
Grigio,
France
like,
in like $100 million
in her hand.
Wedding.
You
God
know.
Damn.
And it's a full rebrand and it's so believable. Like we were talking about this on the last episode. You look at her and you think she's always been like this. Like
how old is she?
She's younger
25.
Than me. She's 20. Yeah, she's probably I think she's 24.
Oh, she'll be back.
And
you think
no, she'll
no,
be back to the
no,
streets for
I
sure.
If so,
at 25, yeah.
Okay, if so, I could not. I oh my god, I would like, I would kill myself for her.
No, I feel
she's
like she's never stepping
there.
Foot in a
she's
club. She's
gotta stay there.
I hope so. That seems like a much healthier lifestyle.
It yeah, I guess that's true. I haven't even really thought about it in that regard.
Yeah, long term.
But I was just staring at myself the other day in the mirror, just like. Eyelash falling off glued to my cheek, like hair just dreaded, like disgusting, like Billie Eilish style, like jumpsuit, like fake Gucci print energy.
Cute.
And I'm just looking at myself and I'm like, what the fuck are you attracting with this? Like,
why doesn't anybody want me?
Yeah, no, like dead ass, like spray tan crusting off. And it's like, I want like a finance bro energy. Like I want like a sexy, sexy rich man. And it's like, and I'm walking around like, why don't they want me? There's like buffalo sauce down my fucking hoodie. Like, it's just bad. And I'm trying. And just everything I say is just, you know what I mean? the cooking of it all. Like, I just want, I want to wholesomeify myself, and it's
wholesomify.
Yeah,
I think that's a word.
Yeah. It is now.
How long, like, realistically, like, when would you want to be married? Like, in what time period would you want to be, like,
tomorrow?
Fuck. Let's be serious,
dude. No, I opened my fucking timeline today. Bella Thorne's engaged for the third fucking time.
Is she still with the Italian guy?
No. What? No.
What happened?
A lot.
We don't know.
Dude, I'm so happy I don't pay attention to pop culture. I'm so happy. A lot,
and I'm just like, you know, Bella and I are very similar people. Just the way we act. Energy wise, like, whole nine. We both probably shower the same amount. Okay. Like, you know what I mean?
And it's just
like, never.
Oh. She's doing it. And it's like, I'm not. And it's like, they're cute. Rings big.
Hmm. What do you think it is you're doing wrong?
Everything. And it's just like, I want it. And I know I'm not ready.
Someone
engaged,
wants to marry you, but he has like a face tats.
Yeah. It says Waffle House down his neck. Yeah.
And what sucks is innately I'm attracted to that. Like,
oh no.
I'm fighting demons we should to get, not end up with
hypnotherapy.
Where do they you fucking think that would work?
Do you think that worked
against like trashy fuckboys? Maybe.
Yeah, like I want a hypnotist to be like, no more dangly cross earrings, and I want to be like, I hate those. Like, but I can't get.
Yeah,
that.
But also, I want it in my face. Yeah.
I want to see it dangling over me. The fucking
like a little chandelier.
Oh my god, do you ever just see a man with a cross? No one. I'm not. No one's gonna relate. Cut the thought. I'm rebranding.
I'm like,
put
never.
It back.
Shout out to JC.
Yeah. God, oh, no. God love him.
Put it away.
I'm just really trying to rebrand. You know, I'm
me
just,
too.
And it's not working.
When do you want to be married by?
Now.
Really?
No, like 30. Wait, how old am I?
30's good.
30. 31. I want a kid by like 33. I've always thought I was going to be like an older mom though. I have old parents.
When do things start to get dicey for women having kids? When does that start to kick in?
I don't know. I'm definitely infertile. Like dicey already.
I'm definitely infertile by now.
You think
you
so?
Know what I mean?
Actually,
I don't know. It's just like, what have I taken more of in life? Vitamins or Plan B? Like, you know what I mean? It's
yeah, you're not supposed
just be
to
part
take
of
more
the
than
system.
One Plan B a year, and she takes...
A year?
You're not supposed to take
a
more
year?
Than one.
It fucks your body up so bad.
Okay, then pretty much everyone I know is infertile then. Except for you.
I don't think anyone's taking it as like at that rate.
I do.
No, she doesn't take it that often, for the record. I'm not like...
No, it's like every morning. It's like zinc, magnesium, and Plan B.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Magnesium at night, but you get the gist.
Yeah.
I think maybe like 40...
I probably realistically 40s? Take it like
6
or 7 times.
I've heard like 33, 34 is when it's like, okay, you're trying to get into the cut. I thought that was too early as well. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Someone just had a kid at like 50.
Someone definitely did.
Well, yeah,
did.
Somebody. Yeah.
It's like Gwyneth Paltrow. She like only drinks bone broth.
Yeah, but that kid's gonna... be in something's lunch first, gonna, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I want to adopt or like get a little surrogate sitch, so I could definitely freeze my eggs and like do all that. Like,
see, that
I'm not,
scares me. I don't know if I want to freeze my child before it gets made. Like,
but
freezing
the
ingredients.
You don't know when you like freeze your eggs, you don't know if any of them are going to be viable. So you can freeze all your eggs, think you're good to go,
yeah,
and then you
thaw.
Can go to like, inject them and stuff.
I just learned that on the
work.
Kardashians.
Oh wow.
It's like, that's my main source of education.
Like, what's better? Like fresh fish or like frozen cod that's been shipped across the country for after years.
Fresh fish is a crazy
analogy. Yeah, it's like eating sushi in like Wyoming. Yeah.
It's like it had to get there. It took so much time. It was frozen.
But here's the thing, you know, sometimes you refreeze food and you pop it in the air fryer and that shit's better than it was.
Yeah, but you're not putting a baby in an air fryer. Okay.
Well, I might.
Which I'm pretty sure is what Plan B does, actually. But
you're speaking for yourself here. Okay.
How old do you want to be when you have kids or get married? Do you want to have kids?
I definitely want to have kids. I think married around the same time, like 31, something like that.
Oh,
kids.
Your time clock is ticking.
No, I've got like 3 or 4 years.
Oh,
I'll be
okay.
Just throw my hat in the ring.
I personally want to tomorrow, but I know none of that's going to happen for me, seriously.
I feel like if it did, imagine your wedding. How fun that would be.
Imagine my child. That's what I'm excited
I have
for.
A feeling you're going to end up with a child like me, like a fucking loser. Not like a loser, what? But like a mom, don't do that. Like that type.
Oh. He's like smacking the cigarette out of your hand.
Because that's I think the reason that I became the way I am is because my mom was just like you. Like, I feel like I was always like, you can't steal that. Like,
dude, but I feel like I'm just going to condition my kid to be okay with it. Because it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you want that toy?
No, you think
mommy's
so.
Gonna
though,
smoke
let me ask you this. Would you let your kids be influencers?
Yeah, I mean, I would let my kids do whatever they wanted, like follow your dreams energy. But I won't let my kid be a Nepo baby brat. Like, that, no matter how much money I have.
I'm like, my kid won't have money.
Shaq has the same kind of philosophy. Yeah, he tells his kids, he's like, listen, we're not rich. I'm rich. Like, yeah. he's like,
I try to make it as Miles O'Neal's walking around with
I feel like he's pretty, like, I mean, he has, like,
but he is very humble. Dollars. Like, he's a fucking sweetie, sweetheart, very humble. Okay, he did raise his kids to be, like, good people. Yeah, I feel like that's something that scares me so much. We were actually talking about this the other day. We were riding around in Ari's brand new Porsche, and he was like, Tana, I feel like you are going to give your kids, like, everything they want. But it's like, I know. It's like, they have to experience, like...
I like parents that, like, make their kids have jobs. I have a lot of friends who, like, grow up with a lot of money, but, like, they have to work or they don't get an allowance. They don't get, like, what... they still have nice things and stuff, but it's, like, not for nothing.
They also need to just...
you have to work for it a little bit, yeah.
Experience a couple weeks of, like, only eating ramen and learning how to dap that shit up and make it fire. Like, it can't just be, like, a Wagyu lifestyle. Like, there's gotta be...
No, they have to miss out on some experiences, too. I can't tell you how many times there'll be, like, a school event that all my friends are going to, and, like, it'd be, like, a $5 entry fee, and my mom would be like, I don't have $5 to give you right now, and I would lose my shit and be like, how are you gonna deprive me of this experience?
Mm. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Do you guys ever think about, like the amount of trauma it takes for, like, someone to be funny or, like, be an entertaining person? Like, don't you feel like you have to give your kids some kind of something to, like...
Like trauma?
To spunk them up a bit? Like, I'm afraid...
Spunk them up a bit.
I get scared of that. Like, what if my kids grow up in, like, a healthy environment and then they're, like, fucking losers?
It can be verbally taught. I think like sarcasm, like, is a very teachable lost thing. It's teachable, and I think it's very lost in this day and age. Like, think about like shaming, for example, or what people consider bullying now, like roasting, right? Yeah. My friends would tear me to fucking pieces over an outfit or whether I looked a certain way, if I had a fucking pimple on my face, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
If I got fat or I was too skinny or whatever it may be. Like, that is part of a friendship and social, I guess, awareness and maneuverability. Like, you have to develop that skill set as to how to take a joke, take criticism, and know that not everybody's being serious all the time. Like, I'm gonna roast my kid to death.
Absolutely.
Like, nobody's gonna bully my kid more than me.
I was actually talking about this the other day. Like, I almost, like, I think that a really good way to just get the ball rolling on that is to just give your kid a fucking awful name.
Oh, wait, good idea.
What's an example of an awful name?
Cedric.
No, that's a rich ass name.
Yeah,
it's a very proper name, actually.
Cedric. I'm trying to think. I don't know. What's an awful name?
I feel
Gertrude.
Like, well, that you know, Gertrude's grandma names are coming back. Like, what if I had a baby right now and named it, like, Gladys?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Gladys, that's setting her up to get, like, necked in school one time, and that's good. She'll be funnier.
Or, like, what's the bitch who named her kid Apple?
No.
Apple. Gwyneth Paltrow. God, I'm she named her all kid kinds Apple. Of shit about that girl.
That's
yeah,
true.
But he's that's or a soft, she's Michael.
That's funny man. As fuck. You know he was off like a perk 30. Like, like
so many.
It's so fucking insane. Like, just naming your kid Curtin. Like, Michael, what?
Top sheet.
Why did he name his kid Blanket?
Duvet is actually kind of cute. Duvet is a fancy name.
Like, names that are, like mean something, but they're, like, actually
chlamydia.
Names. Chlamydia.
Like, that's a beautiful
name.
Fucking name.
How do people get chlamydia from koalas? Do you have to be scratched? Is that what it is? Do they have to bite you? You can't
get
it
from them?
Yes,
you can. They all carry chlamydia. Well, maybe they have it and you can't. It's non-transferable.
Do otters have anything? Because I love otters.
I love otters, but I don't like the sound they make.
What?
What sound?
A little chirp?
No, it's not a chirp.
Yes, it is. It's so cute.
It's not cute.
My dream situation is to have a house with, like, a giant wing of the house is like a giant indoor pool, and that's just where the otters live.
I love that idea.
Whoa, I love that.
That's their side of the
house. I'm like, how fun would that be? Perfect.
I don't need to swim in the pool. That's their pool. I mean, I'm going to get in, obviously, and swim with the otters, but, like, it's their space, just dedicated to their home.
It's like some Hugh Hefner shit. Didn't he have, like, everything at the Playboy Mansion? But then, like...
Did he?
But he had, like, a little zoo or something? Yeah, he had, like, peacocks and all that shit.
Well, that's kind of
cute.
But
peacocks are, like, more than a horse to play with, you know? Where do you think you'll settle down in life?
Location wise? Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Somewhere with otters.
It's between two places, probably. Just outside Washington, D.C., like Virginia, Alexandria area, or Pacific Northwest, Oregon.
Wow. I love Oregon.
Love it there. I'm going to be there in July.
Like, it's been such a stressful month for me, and I have been so deep in, like, fantasy mode of, like, just moving to fucking, like, Nebraska, like, the sticks. Like, I want to feel like a Noah Kahn.
You say that until you get there and you go, oh, I have to live on such a big compound because there's nothing else to do once I leave this house.
It sounds but
like,
so
but can't you? If you're all the way there, it's like, what can you afford? Like a castle?
And yeah, you probably could there, actually.
Imagine my own little version of like Neverland Ranch without the kiddos.
All right.
You know?
Not a bad idea.
I would, I feel like, what if, like, imagine Tana on a farm.
Like, that's what I'm
I just, can definitely see that.
That could be the rebrand as well.
Like, Simple Life.
Absolutely. That's what I was trying to think of. I almost like, called it Sweet Life.
How fun. Like, how fucking, it's just, oh my God, I can't stop.
I feel like it sounds good to me in theory. Like, it's my dream. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to be a farm wife. But then I'm like, after like a couple days of it, I'd be like.
Yeah, I've only ever known a big
city. No, it's too barren. No, I would love, that's why I love the Pacific Northwest is because it's like full of forests. Mm. Forests, I feel like you never really get used to because it's so, like, you can get lost in that.
Yeah, I feel like I would get lost. You'd never see me again.
Forests freak me the fuck out, though.
Really?
They really do.
That. I'm definitely supposed to live in the woods for sure.
Really?
For sure.
A cabin in the woods.
Definitely. Like, I would definitely like, I would do like lumberjack shit for fun. Like, that would be fun for me. Mm.
I was.
Have you seen like that dude on TikTok who just splits wood?
Yes, and everyone
you should
wants
do that. I feel like you could really have like a viral situation with that. I feel like everyone would want to see you with like an ox.
Somebody set it up. Somebody bring me a fucking log.
You really should just honestly, if you ever like, I know you're sick of people sexualizing you, but it would be really funny if if you went down just the rogue bit of like doing the most random shit like for people to sexualize,
just like
that.
opening soda cans or absolutely. Jars of pickles and shit like that,
like knitting in a hot way, you know?
Oh, like that would be cute, actually.
Yeah. That's you could really flip the script, maybe. Get your power back.
New publicist.
Yeah.
She's good at it.
Imagine me as Matt Rife's publicist. I would ruin your fucking life.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this is a great first step.
Yeah,
love it.
100%.
Love it. I'm so game.
We're happy to have you here. What are you doing the rest of your day? You were only free at this time.
I've got a friend's birthday tonight, and I've got a show tonight, and then I'm going to try to make it to a friend's concert. Are you guys familiar with Anise? It was Anise the rapper on Instagram. He blew up around.
You know, Chance was pissed.
He's not a rapper anymore.
Yeah. No, he kind of transitioned over to like just overall music. He is a great rapper, but he has a great voice, and his music is just so like soulful and pleasant to listen to. Hmm. I found him on Instagram Reels around like beginning of last year, and he had like, I don't know, maybe 100,000 followers. So he was just like singing in his car. He was delivering for like Domino's or something like that.
I love
Domino's.
He
would just sing in between deliveries.
That's
and
cute.
I saw him. He was so talented and seemed so cool. So I followed him, hit him up. And ever since then, he's gotten like, he's been like co-signed by Justin Bieber. He shouted him out, like Scooter Braun, all that stuff.
We
Apple Music,
that.
Spotify. Like, he's making such great waves, makes amazing music. So shout out to my boy, Anise. Go check him out. He actually just released an album. It's beautiful, actually.
Wait, I'll have to listen to it. It's like some sad shit.
No, it's not sad. It's just, it's beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
It's like just good vibes music. It really
wow,
is.
Wow, I love that. I'm bad. I only like sad music.
Yeah, we're kind
it's
of on
oh,
our
I
sad
I do love
music
some sad
kick.
Rap.
I'm like, sad rap?
I have an X tattoo.
What kind of?
Oh, that counts. That counts.
Juice World. Yeah,
yes.
Love them.
I didn't know
absolutely.
That.
Love that.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I read the other day, I hope I'm wrong about this, has it been 5 years since he passed away?
I think that feels like kind of right.
Fuck.
Dude, time is like, I always feel like time is flying, but lately it's like terrifying me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm going to be 50 tomorrow.
How old are you now?
24.
Oh, you're such a baby.
That's no, I it's
I don't
not
know.
Even.
I feel like
I'm about to
I feel
25.
Like my eggs are running out. I literally feel like if I don't have a kid tomorrow, now that you've said something.
No, you've got at least 10 more years healthy.
46? Wait, how old am I? Oh, 36.
What?
36, I think, is still
oh
safe.
Oh my God, I was so nervous.
I think it's still fine.
I believed myself for a second. I was like, oh my God.
I think your eggs are going to be fine.
Okay, we're good.
I think you have plenty of time left.
Egg scramble.
We're going to be just fine. I kind of want to look at some fan questions because people are very
I want you to say that we have like a little more. You need to say something. Like something you would have said on Stiff Socks, get you canceled. We need a viral.
Not doing it. Here's the thing.
So
here's
true.
The
like,
thing.
What's your least favorite race?
Here's my.
Yeah. That was my question.
The amazing.
She stole that.
The amazing.
Yeah. happen.
I think it's just scary that you can like blow up so big and now all of a sudden every little thing that you've done like years ago is going to come back.
Oh, it's so fun. People want you to die. It's I just found success in something I've been working 12 years in and people are like, nah, fuck that. Yeah. Already, got to get rid of them.
Absolutely.
It's insane. It's nothing but sad fucking pathetic people. It's so bad.
You forsake it. It's something you definitely, you know, if you want to succeed in this space, you just have to accept. But it's definitely a hard pill to swallow.
Oh, like, of course. You know. But that's why I think you have to, there's like such a fine line of being who you are and being publicly respected, I think.
Yeah.
Like there's a certain image you want to portray to where, like, make everybody like you. But in the reality of like, you're going to slip up. You're going to say things people don't like. Mm. You're going to say things that people take out of context and it's really out of your control. So I think it's up to you to just kind of be the best person you can be and say, look, if these people don't get me and they want to make up who they think I am in their head, by all means, I'm not going to take time out of my day to change a couple hundred people's minds. That's
insane.
And finding
acceptance in that is really all you need to find your peace and what you
do. Why do you care so fucking much about what you think about me? If you don't like me, go away.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Do you feel like you portray like a different persona online than you do like in real life?
Online or on stage? Because I think it's two different answers. Online, I would say, do you mean like things that I post or you mean like podcast presences?
Maybe like podcast presence.
It's a bit of both. It depends on the podcast, depends on the situation, because like I'm a comedian, so like I'm gonna make jokes about things.
Yeah.
So it's, I understand it can be confusing sometimes. People might not know if I'm joking or not, but also just fucking, just assume I am. Mm-hmm. Just do that. Assume I'm joking first.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely, I think it depends on the subject we're talking about. Like if it's something like cancel culture or defending relationships or something like that, then it's like, yeah, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be upfront about how I feel about certain things. But ultimately, like I'm just here to have a good time.
What's your gas station order?
My gas station order? Ooh. I don't know. I have a Tesla. I haven't been in a gas station in so long.
really, really subtle flex.
You know your gas station order.
I don't.
You walk in a 7-Eleven. What's talking to you?
I'm a pastry kind of guy. So maybe a donut. Maybe like some ho-hos or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, zebra you cakes like maybe. Ho-hos. Fudge rounds.
Like a cosmic brownie.
Yeah.
A honey bun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I was trying to go through the fucking fan questions and it's go for it. No, that was like literally.
That was one of them?
That was one of them.
That's hilarious. And
no, but it's 90% things that I'm physically just not inclined to ask you. You know what I mean?
You can ask it. I can pass.
Like, no, you would pass for sure.
Yeah, you'd pass.
Fire
but
away.
A lot of people want to know if you've ever fucked a fan.
I never fucked a fan.
Yeah. Would you ever fuck a fan? Have you ever dated a fan?
I don't think so. I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't.
You're in
don't
Atlanta, really, Georgia. You've been there for 3 nights. You're fucking.
First of all, that
so
would
unhappy.
Never happen.
Okay. not
if,
look, Atlanta,
if,
the,
if
of
they'll
all
drive me out of Atlanta, I'll fuck whoever. Absolutely, anybody.
Yeah.
I don't. It's,
really?
That's a weird question because I don't really consider people like fans. Like just because you come to a show doesn't mean you're like.
Don't get all fucking weird and humble on this.
No, because like you're still a fucking person. You know what I mean? I don't, unless you're coming up to me and you're like, oh my god, oh my god, like that. That's like fan energy. You know what I mean?
But like attendee of one of your shows, have you ever been like, stopped by the Marriott down the street after?
No.
You know? No. Do you stay in nice hotels or do you not?
It depends. Depends on if I feel like treating myself, I guess. But yeah, I don't.
But on average, on tour, are you more likely to be at like a Marriott Bonvoy? 30 minutes out. Yeah.
Yeah, more likely.
We just kind of realized that we did a show in Phoenix and we're gonna do like a canceled tour. And we were like, let's stay at the W. Blah blah blah. We come back and I'm like, okay, I think I spent.
We spent
half
probably more
of
than
what
we made.
On like a nice ass room, and I have to humble back down.
I couldn't care less. Like my tour routine is so boring and not exciting. Like people think because I have a massive fan base, that's a very popular question. Like, oh, I'm sure you fuck so many girls on the road.
Yeah,
I really don't. Like I literally go. I'll do two shows. Now it's 1 a.m. when I leave the comedy club. Mm-hmm. I have to go home, probably edit for an hour, mm-hmm. send it to my other editor to go over something, like, send it back to me. Yeah, by that time, I'm so high and tired that I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, that's
right. I have to work. I'm in such a very blessed position right now to be as busy as I am, and I just want to focus on that.
That's like, I feel like you are the outlier, though. I feel like most male touring acts at some point get kind of lost in the sauce and
understandable.
Have a moment, you know what I mean?
And I get it. I totally get it. Especially when you're not used to getting that kind of attention.
Dude, and I
feel like
imagine.
That's the big difference, though. Like, I feel like a lot of comics are like, maybe they're not as like conventionally attractive, so like them being popular and stuff is like what gets the girl in the room.
Yeah. Kind of that's
whereas
makes sense.
Like, I don't think you really struggle. Maybe.
I'm saying it right now. Like, the only reason that I think that I have maybe never fucked a fan.
Fucked a fan.
I mean, or maybe like inadvertently, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, maybe they were low key, but it's because we don't have a guy fan base. Like, we're going to do a show to 90% women and like the 10% boyfriends that got dragged at gunpoint to come. You know?
Wow, we have the exact same audience. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow, that's great.
So there's not much to work with, but if I walked out and it was a crowd of sexies, like sexy men.
Oh, that's true. Like, wait, you have a full female audience too, mostly, right?
So yeah, it's
are you ever like,
it's slowly starting to even out a little bit. Like, around August, September of last year, when things started like to kind of pop off, it was like 90% women, 10% guys. Mm-hmm. Now we're closer to probably at least a 75-25, I would say. It's getting a little bit better.
Good.
Yeah, because you never quite know. Same for you guys with guys. Like, if you have guy fans, straight guy fans, you have to wonder a little bit, do they like me because of what I'm talking about and the content I'm creating, or do they just want to fuck me?
Absolutely.
So it's like, whenever I have a guy fan, I know it's genuine. Like, they appreciate my comedy. They don't have to question it at all.
Yeah.
And that, to me, it feeds the, I guess, confidence and that you
in
need
you
to be able to perform.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree 100%. That is one thing that I feel very lucky.
But I'm also so thankful for having a female fan base, because nobody supports harder than female fan bases.
Absolutely.
Like, if they believe in you, like, they will help push
you. They'll kill for you.
Yeah, and I love that.
I do. I agree with that 100%. It's like the boy band effect.
But they also turn on you faster than anybody else. So that's kind of the middle ground that I'm trying to even it out
a
little
bit.
He hates you. No, I love women. I just want them to not yell out to take off my pants during the show. That's all I want.
That's so fair.
Never again.
The belt thing. You know what I mean?
Well, you made a sign. It was different.
Yeah.
That was respectful.
Yeah. That's fair.
That was quiet.
That really,
yeah, you put in arts and crafts time. I appreciate that.
Would you do anything else? Would you trade this life to be doing anything else?
Or what would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
Yeah.
Something with sports, I think.
Really?
I love sports. It was such a prominent part of my life growing up. Mm-hmm. I love boxing, so maybe something in that world. I love sports, and it's something that you can kind of learn at any point in your life. And
would you ever hit a crossover? Like a comedian ex-boxer?
Maybe, I suppose, but I'm not into the whole like influencers fighting each other thing either.
Yeah.
So
darn,
no,
that was
not
my
really.
Next question. I was gonna
so
say,
so
who would you
and
box?
I also don't want to neglect. I have friends of mine who are professional boxers that I highly respect. So I don't want to be that person. Like, there's nothing more annoying than when I meet somebody who doesn't do anything in entertainment and they're like, I could do comedy for sure. I'm not gonna pretend like I sit here and be like, oh, I'd be an amazing professional boxer, because I know people who really do it, and I'm nowhere close to that. But it's something that I think would be a lot of fun, and I like physical demanding activities like training, and like training for a sport or something that to me is fun and very fulfilling.
Yeah.
And it's still it's similar to stand up in that, like, it's just you. Mm-hmm. It's only me on stage versus like it's you versus one person in the ring, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's very self dependent, and I think that's kind of cool and appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you fight?
Who would I fight?
Yeah. If you had to. Who do you hate? Come on.
That's the thing. I don't really hate anybody. I don't. Here's a very humbling experience that I've. Sorry, I guess epiphany that I've had recently, because so many fucking people hate me for really no reason, and it really made me realize that, like, people only hate somebody they're jealous of. And I've been guilty of hating people. And when I really sat back and thought about it, it was because I was jealous of where that person was in their life. I felt like maybe they got an opportunity that I should have gotten. Mm. So now that I'm doing so much better for myself, I don't have that energy towards anybody. I really don't. Like, I'm happy and very lucky to be where I'm at right now. So I don't have like a beef with anybody.
If
I was gonna fight somebody, it might be like, I don't know, it might be like Will Smith or something. He seemed to have a good right hook.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And he hates.
I mean, I hates jokes. No, I love Will Smith, but I'm like, hey, he's in great shape. It's a great competition, and B, he hit Chris Rock. So as like as part of the comedy community, I feel like that's not a bad.
That's your guy.
That was a really, really good, well-rounded answer. I'm trying to wrap my head around. Do you think people who hate Osama bin Laden are jealous of him?
Yeah, of course. Of course. They're mad that he wasn't the one calling the shots. Of course. Everyone wants to be the one with the remote. Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. There's a difference between hating and hating on someone, I think.
No.
Hating someone, I think that person had to have done something to you. But hating on is a lot of just jealousy. It sucks.
Yeah. No, a lot of it is, for sure.
And we've all been there. Everybody's been jealous of somebody.
For sure.
I'm a jealous person.
Oh, my God. I'm such a jealous person.
I'm not so much anymore.
I was trying to watch Brianna Chicken Fry on Theo Von.
I literally
And it's funny because we just had Jeff on the episode. And I was like, have you ever seen Pete Davidson's show? And he's like, I can't watch that because I'm going to fucking kill myself that it's not me. Like, I'm from Staten Island. I want to be funny.
Who is this?
Our friend Jeff
Whittick. Okay.
And he was just going on. And I was like, Jeff, you're such a pussy. Like, watch it, whatever. I can't watch Brianna on Theo because I'm like, I want to be in her shoes so bad. I'm a jealous fucking ass bitch.
Like, I feel
I'm,
like he would have
just
you.
Just for a podcast. Like,
yes.
I'm sure you could get on his podcast. He just had somebody else with way less followers. I forget who it was.
I mean, I would love to, obviously. I am so weird like that. I'm crazy, like, I get in my own head. Like, I can have the most like successful day, do my job so well, life is going so good, and then I see something like that and I'm like, I am a failure, and I have to talk myself off a ledge.
I'm supposed to do his podcast sometime in the next couple months.
Flex.
I just told you I want to kill myself.
I have a question or conversation piece about that though. Like, his podcast, everyone know he'll say the most ridiculous things on his podcast. He's literally said the N-word on his podcast.
I know, that's what I was gonna say.
Nobody goes after him to try to cancel him. Nobody gets upset because everyone understands it's a joke. This is a this is his comedic
and
character.
Theo
right?
just doesn't give a fuck.
Well, I think he found the perfect audience. Like, he is uncancelable. Like, he can say his genuinely anything.
It's kind of like honestly, there's a lot of people.
Like,
that's what I'm trying to find, and that's why I've started to gear my comedy towards being so unapologetic, because like I want to find the group of people who doesn't get offended by shit.
Yeah.
Who's just there. Everyone comes knowing, hey, we're gonna hear some outlandish shit. Mm-hmm. The same way your group chat and whatever group chat you're in would completely end all of your lives if it ever got leaked, right? Fully. I want my audience to feel like it's just one giant hangout, you know? And that's a bigger part of the population than people think. People who get sensitive and try to cancel everybody for every joke or everything that gets said is the tiniest fucking percent of the world's population,
but just the most vocal is
they're just the loudest and most annoying, which is why we have to all get together and end this shit and tell everyone, hey, if you're unhappy about a joke, fucking cry to yourself. It's not our responsibility to dictate how you feel. This.
I think you're gonna.
It's
lead,
my entire
like,
fucking.
You're
life.
Gonna lead like the Me Too movement for canceled culture.
I might have to.
I believe in you. Not
I just,
to
I just
water
think it's
down
ridiculous.
Yeah, let's
just
not water
care.
Down the Me Too movement.
You know, but whatever.
It's just such a prominent part of my every day. I wake up, it's something new. It just I think it all comes down to your intent. I think you can joke. There is not a single topic in the entire world you cannot make a joke about if it's done correctly.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Can I ask you a random question? Sure. I've been doing that the whole podcast. Gas station order, gay son, thought daughter.
Shoot.
I feel like one of the biggest things you do with your crowd work is asking people their icks.
Right? Used to be, yeah. It's perfect chance for a plug, actually. So we're releasing a whole red flag special in like 2 weeks. We did an entire crowd work show in Miami.
Oh, that's fun.
In December of this past year.
In Miami, two people are rogue.
Oh, it was the most amount of ridiculous red flags.
I'm excited to see
that.
So
what was your question?
I want to know your icks. I want to know your red flag. I want to know your icks, not your red flags. And I want you to get like...
specific.
Super like itemized with it, like
this is, you're not gonna like my response.
No, I love it.
I'm gonna have to, it's not, I don't really have any specific,
like, I hate
ones,
to see a man
honest.
Chase a ping pong ball, like, I want what? Something like
you're
that
you have.
How does he pick
some.
It up?
I don't know.
He just starts
honestly,
a new game.
He should never have put himself in that position.
He shouldn't have lost. He shouldn't have missed. You're
100%
right.
What?
Should have hit it back. Should've
every
combated.
Single time. Like, I don't want to see a man hiccup. Hiccups are for the girls only. I'm sorry. Like, you've got to have one.
Lifestyle is the biggest turn off for me, honestly. Yeah. Like, I have no interest to be with a girl who's at the club every night.
That was
such
a woke answer.
I hate the club.
No, it's not a woke answer. It's just not, it's not the lifestyle for me.
Obviously, you want to be with someone where you like, I want to hear, you know what I mean? Like, do you hate to see a girl like struggle to open a jar?
I don't mind that at all. I'm glad she like, needs me. Like, help her. Good. Yeah, exactly. It makes me feel needed. That's not an ick at all. A morning person? It's a big ick for me. Please do not. You can be a morning person, but don't make me start my day with you.
Yeah.
That's insane. Because I'm a terrible sleeper, and I usually don't get to sleep till like 4 or 5 in the morning.
I have crippling insomnia. I saw you talking about that on Whitney.
So bad.
Yeah.
So somebody who's like, no, I wake up at 9 a.m. So like, don't you want to like start your day with me? That's so like selfish to me.
9 a.m. is my 6 a.m.
Same.
Like, sincerely.
If I'm up at 9 a.m., I'm like, oh, I'm going to get so much accomplished. I'm up before everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just like such a normal time. Have you always had really bad insomnia?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you found anything to fix it?
I smoke before bed. That's the only thing that gives me like a chance at getting some sleep. Mm-hmm. But no,
melatonin, like magnesium, none of that. Xanax?
No, even Xanax I can't sleep on.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I know. It like was helping me with my insomnia for a little bit, and now I'm just up off the Xanax, like on Hinge, saying wild shit.
I've only taken it a couple of times. I don't want to take anything I can possibly get addicted to.
Do you have an addictive personality?
I can convince myself that I'm reliant on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already that way with weed for sure. I mean, I won't even try to go to bed without weed. If I don't have weed to help me fall asleep, I'm like, I'm so fucked.
What do you do when you travel to the out of country places?
I bring my pen with me still.
Really?
Yeah, but like the time difference, does that affect you? Like if you're in a place
that, I mean, that definitely doesn't help. I mean, I've gone to multiple sleep doctors, which is not a real thing for sure.
Yeah.
And every single one of them is like, no, you don't need to prescribe anything. You need a consistent sleep schedule. I'm like, you don't understand. That's never going to happen.
Not realistic.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't get off stage till 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Then I have to unwind till 4 a.m. And sometimes I have a flight at 5 a.m. So I have to be up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
To then I can't sleep on planes either. So now I'm awake continuously through that night, through the morning, land, do 3 more shows. And now I'm on East Coast time zone and I'm getting off stage at 2 a.m.
I would be on that stage like, fuck you all.
Oh, it's like, I'm dead a lot of the time, which is why.
You're just gonna snap on a heck of a
I don't know how you can still be funny. I'd be so horrible.
I mean, a lot of the times, that's kind of the fun thing about my job, though, is multiple times I'm getting my name called to walk on stage in front of a room full of 1,000 people who wanted to see me. And I'm just like, dude, I don't want to do this at all right now. But then you get out there and you start having fun and you hit that adrenaline rush and you are actually enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
But then that fucks you in return because that adrenaline rush keeps you up longer afterwards.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been like shaky, exhausted before where I'm like, dude, I can barely stand up. And you go on stage, it completely goes away. And then afterwards, you're like, I have so much energy. But
it's like
know
your cortisol
you
levels go so high that they like stay so high for a
your
minute.
Your cortisol?
Cortisol is like what you release when you feel an extreme amount of adrenaline.
Oh, I thought that's what they put in your lips.
No, Juvederm.
Don't pretend you don't know.
I didn't know.
Do you think that lifestyle is like sustainable, or do you think you're going to eventually like crash and have to?
I think there's better ways to. I would definitely have moved to Wyoming. I love it there. I think it's sustainable with certain alterations to the lifestyle. Like I'm getting a tour bus in the fall because we're doing like a gigantic theater run.
It's way better.
So that's going to be better. I'll be able to have a consistent bed that's mine every night. And I can get off stage and immediately lay down. I have to go back to a different hotel room, unpack
a bunch of stuff.
It's
so much.
So stuff like that. I can stay in a nicer hotel. I can take a more expensive direct flight rather than having to take 2 connections because that's all I can afford to get there. So yeah, I think with things getting bigger and better, it'll open me up to a healthier version of that lifestyle. But unfortunately, that's kind of just how it is.
You say all I can afford. Are you making? What are you making? How much money do you make?
Tanner, you can't ask people that.
I'm gonna buy my mom a house in September. I'll say that. I'm very excited.
You're
about
so
that.
Good. That I'm like fond the wishes. Most wholesome possible way to answer that, and I loved it.
I'm very excited about that, and she's very excited about it as well. I got her a car for Christmas, and that was kind of like the first thing I ever did with any kind of money that
That's
I had.
That's sweet. That's really fucking sweet.
Thank you. It's my property, so it's still investment or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Genius.
You know, it's so funny. Yeah. So after I like. I had called her on the phone one day talking about kind of things that are going on, and money came up in the conversation, and it was a very happy conversation, obviously.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, wow, so proud of you. And I was like, yeah, you know, I can't wait to buy you a house. That way you don't have to worry about any bills. You already have a car. Like you're good. You can just live your life now. And she was like, oh, you know, thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah. Week goes by. And she calls me and she goes, did you get the link that I sent you?
And she sent you a fucking Zillow link.
She goes, I emailed you a Zillow link. I go, oh, let me check it out. It was for a 9-bedroom, $3 million house. I was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Oh my, no, but me.
I go, you don't even know 9 people. Who's going to live in this house?
If I can't milk the shit out of my kids one day like that, damn, I didn't
know. Look, I already spoiled my mom. I got her a dog. I got her a car. I'm getting her a house. Like, I was like, you 9 bedrooms?
Well, I mean, are you, you know, you don't have 2 parents to spoil.
I sure don't.
So, like, it's all going into one.
I'm not
going
to have any if she keeps it up. I swear to God. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I love that she shoots for the stars, but my mom is the most simple person. Like, she really she has no hobbies, no interests. I'm like, you don't need all of this extravagant stuff because you're not going to use it. You're not going to. Yeah.
Just wait till you start funding her new hobbies. I'm like, my mom calls me the other day. She goes, or she texts me. She goes, would you want to sponsor my gardening? I go, I don't really want to sponsor anything that I'm not already sponsoring.
Sponsors.
No, she responds. She goes, okay, dirty look. I'm like,
she gave you side eye?
Yeah, no, full dirty look. I'm like, have you not taken
enough? No, she's not gardening.
She's not gardening. The woman is not gardening.
She might be
gardening.
Growing something.
Growing weed,
Yeah, but it ain't lavender, you know.
I do think I'll spoil my mom more, though, because, like, my grandpa just passed away after this past Thanksgiving. God. And that was, like, my best friend in the world. And, like, I had all these... I had all these things I wanted to do for him. I wanted to get him like the Harley Davidson motorcycle of his dreams. Mm-hmm. He'd never really been to like any states across the country. Never been out of the country. Mm-hmm. So like, I wanted to take him to like go see some of his favorite bands. I wanted to take him on like a world tour to show him all these kinds of things. And I never got to do that. So I think my mom will reap the benefits of like wanting to spoil somebody while I can.
Yeah.
And my sister will probably get some of that as well. She's about to have her second kid.
I saw your grandpa, your bit about... You got him like a fleshlight for Christmas or something like that.
Two of them.
And that was like, it's one of my favorite bits of yours. It's incredible how much you like loved him.
Thank
it is
you,
great.
Thank
Have you seen
you.
The new special?
I don't think so.
That is the new one.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I went to a show of yours.
I'm glad you guys did your research.
I've seen the special.
Yeah.
You saw it when it came out, actually.
I'm a true fan,
You really are. How sweet. I think I may have done that bit at the show you came to, like the first one, I think. Mm-hmm. My mom actually was having to like clean out his house before they could sell it after he passed away, and she found this giant box in the top of his closet of like all these old porn magazines and
New Fear Unlocked
VHSs and cassette tapes, and she was like, vintage. I'm like nervous to even throw it away, and I was like, do not dare throw it away.
Oh, that's yours.
She's gonna send it to me, and I want to do an unboxing.
You should do
video
like a shrine. So incredible.
Did you find the fleshlight in your house next to your office?
No,
you
the fleshlight
was
gone.
You've got to put it in a glass case.
The fleshlight was gone, unfortunately.
Oh,
you know they should have cremated him with it because he really did, and they cremated him with like funny things. Like he had a flip phone for up until like the last year of his life. They cremated him with his flip phone.
Oh, that's
like
cute.
like apparently you can do that with like very special small items. You can do that for.
Ooh,
them.
I want to be. What do you want to be cremated with? It's
I'm being cremated with this in my hand, 100%.
I'm so sick of you.
Cartier.
I don't even think it'll burn.
Metal? If it's hot enough. I don't know how hot it has to be.
It has to be really hot.
How hot do you have to be to melt a body?
Fahrenheit 251.
Is that really the
answer? Oh, no. Fahrenheit 451. That's books. They burn books.
Oh.
In Fahrenheit.
Like you had to have read that in school.
Ari keeps reading books that are like that. Like Fahrenheit 451. Like Tom Sawyer. Like just like what?
Do you ever ask someone their favorite book and they're like Huckleberry Finn? And you're like... Yeah, like you did not read. You did not read that on purpose.
I do love The Outsiders. I'm trying to think of what the last book was that I read.
Not a reader.
I am, but very weird things. I love like Stephen King books, and
I love
history books. Oh. So like the most fiction and the most true.
Okay. Wow. I'm like, I love history.
Nerd.
Well, Matt.
Tana.
Thank you so much for coming on this episode of Canceled. I think that you successfully weaved and dodged through everything. And
They'll find something.
I don't
think
we can cancel
something.
You for
Fingers
anything on this episode,
they do,
which makes me so sad.
No, I'm sure they'll take something.
Honestly, no. I'm about to get in the edit and chop and screw a bunch of words you said together. Like, I love Chris Brown. I'm buying him
a
house.
He said he hates Asian people.
You guys are the worst.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.